Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we had four posts on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. On Monday, we described a study where the authors found that tau accumulations were seen in woodpeckers, but not in control bird brains. This suggests that pecking may induce accumulation of tau, which is reflective of chronic traumatic encephalopathy in woodpecker brains. In the second study, we summarized a paper where the authors reported that dancers who had low or high hypermobility score, muscular tightness, poor technique, or recent injury history, as assessed through pre-participation screening, had a higher injury risk. We also introduced two consensus statements this week. The first was the 2018 International Olympic Committee's consensus statement on prevention, diagnosis, and management of pediatric ACL injuries. The second statement was a joint statement from 11 national and international sports organizations on the implementation of the 2017 Berlin Concussion in Sport Group consensus statement. If we take a closer look at that first post, we find that the authors dissected brains of previously preserved brains of 10 woodpeckers and 5 control birds to observe tau accumulations and axonal injury. The authors used a section of human brain tissue with confirmed Alzheimer's disease as a positive control and 5 red-winged blackbird brains as the experimental controls. The authors observed abnormal tau accumulations, especially in the frontal lobe, of 8 of the 10 woodpecker brains and 0 of the red-winged blackbird brains. This is important because many believe that woodpeckers are protected against brain trauma. The repetitive pecking, though, may induce tau accumulation. The researchers were only able to use 3 of the woodpecker brains to identify global tau accumulations. However, it was interesting that one of the woodpecker brain with the presence of tau accumulation was juvenile, which suggests this abnormal tau accumulation may not be a result of aging. It should also be noted that all the controls, which had no tau accumulation, were adults. It was also remarkable that 8 out of the 10 woodpecker brains had abnormal tau accumulation in the frontal lobe that resembled what we find in humans, where they appear as dot-like and thread-like projection patterns in the brains. More research is necessary to confirm these findings. However, the author's findings suggest that woodpeckers may be a suitable animal model to further study chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Currently, medical professionals need to be aware of the risk of repetitive head impacts and educate their athletes about the risks that may be associated with repetitive impacts. This includes dispelling misinformation and putting the available evidence in proper context. This study is a necessary reminder that not everyone will get chronic traumatic encephalopathy, but it is critical that we discover why some patients are at risk. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week's most popular post was the Clinical Journal of Sports Medicine's Journal Club on whether low-intensity pulsed ultrasound is an effective treatment for spondylolisthesis. This is the second week in a row where a sports medicine journal was popular for encouraging discussion about articles, and this is a really exciting trend that I hope will continue to move forward. And finally, if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 6 online evidence-based practice courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to these courses and the posts on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.